WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Hey, this is JR from West Virginia Uncommon Place. This episode is entitled Not Taken Lightly. And this is a podcaster for podcasting episode, real simple and sweet. When you're out here podcasting, and we've talked about growth, we talked about marketing, we talked about all this type of stuff that builds up your show, you have to develop one thing, not to be taken lightly by anything. No person, no item, nothing to distract you. Learning criticism, learning judgment points and stuff like that, those are things that you have to do and grow as an adult. So inside podcasting, you should be able to take anyone's criticism that is worthy of your time and look at it in a circle. Look and see how it affects you. For instance, with us, for the longest time, this show did not have an intro or an outro. So I made the intro and outro, and then later on come to find out people didn't like the intro or outro. Still use them. I like them. I'll get a new one soon. And that's one thing. I took that stuff very lightly for a long time. I was like, I don't need one, because I've seen some of the most successful podcasts don't have intros or outros. Some of the biggest podcasting networks don't have them. So, and then in the next space, when you're out here podcasting, we all want to assume that we don't have competitors, but the hard thing that I had to find out is we do have competitors, and our competitors are ourselves. What did I do on episode 15 that I'm doing different on episode 292? Well, here are the five things that I'm doing different. I'm speaking into the microphone way different. I'm using software to edit the show. I used to do more editing on my own with Logic Pro, but I got some artificial intelligence. I'm using that now. Actually doing harder research into what I do. So my show caseload or big volume of shows has lessened, and I'm releasing more of the old content, because now when I have guests on, I'm researching them. I'm doing more homework than what I was doing, so that when it comes time to have them on the show, it's a better show. It's got more integrity. It's just more tight. The fourth thing that I'm doing different is time constraints on shows. Some podcasters have the ability to have a show that runs over an hour, and more power to you if that's what you do. But me, in this arena of what we do and how we try to keep everything in a certain level, we try to keep our show under 45 minutes. The Thursday show sometimes run over depending on the content and depending on who else is speaking besides myself. Then the third thing that I've done is our artwork. We have three different logos. You never know what logo we're going to hit you with for an episode. Our cover art for the shows, for the apps that actually help with them, we make sure we have different cover art than what we have on the cover of our podcast, so you can see the people and see what they're advertising or what we're talking about for that occasion. The third thing that we do different, or well, that was number three. The second thing that we do different now is when it actually comes to where these episodes go, curation has become a part of the show, and it's made the show way better, because we didn't follow the podcast guidelines that were set by gurus, and we have series for our shows, but our shows sometimes were kind of random. So the random part we've kind of cut out. So like on Saturday for the month of March until the beginning of April, you got nothing but PodFest episodes, bam, 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 back to back on Saturdays. So you had something to look forward to, because you knew that that was what we were coming with. Next, we started doing recap episodes, like reiterating what went on for the month and different things like that, because without doing that, new listeners are going to listen to certain things, and certain things may not attract them, and you want listeners to go back and listen. Then outside of that, to not be taken lightly, our show has so many episodes that we started a B show, which is an archival show on a whole other platform. Like we use Anchor, formerly Anchor, or Spotify for our main show. The show, the West Virginia Uncommon Place Presents a Collection, is over on Acast. Do I advertise it? No. People hear about it in our show, yes, and then they go listen, or they move it along to someone else. It's one of my babies, and I'm not out here just trying to promote heavy. Then the next thing is we have Sparrows Under Review. It is a show that we are working hard on, and we're going to get it going and get it moving pretty strong. And it's in its infancy, so we're going to grow it and grow it, but it's going to take time. And that's one that I'm willing to work with and see what we can do. Now, going further and further inside of not being taken lightly, the podcast world where we have Instagram, where we all meet, that's the meeting ground for podcasters there, Clubhouse, Green Room, wherever. In finding collaboration, the best collaboration I ever found is when people would actually do the Snapchat deal. When I do episodes with people, it depends on the person and it depends on the mood of the audience. They move to that show or they don't. That's why I quit doing Podcast Collide, because Podcast Collide devalued my show, because when I was showcasing another show and trying to act like I was bigger in podcasting than what I am, which I wasn't trying to, but that's what was assumed, people don't like the fact that I'm showcasing another show when I should be showcasing my show and bringing someone on that has common interest, that has a podcast, talk about it a little bit, and then go on to other details. They don't want a podcast-centric episode, which I understand because you're a listener. Makes sense. Next thing is relationships that I've built behind the scenes. Prior to the time that's now, which is March 20th, 7:39 p.m. in 2023, 2 years ago and a year ago, I was friends with, was trying to be friends with every single podcaster and every person, but I've learned that is not the case. Stick to the roads and the avenues that I've developed or have been developed for me or that I've been placed on, and people will come. Certain crowds will attract. Not every crowd is supposed to be won over every single week. If you can do all that, then you might as well be like Target or Walmart with your marketing. And not to be taken lightly. Another thing, sat out here and decided that we would market the show on every social media at a very period during the month. I'm not going to sit on one platform and follow what gurus say when they say to go out here and just stick to one platform, because when you stick to one platform, you lose people. People do not catch you. And when I say lose people, I'm saying you don't gain them. I'm not talking about people you gain and leave you. I'm talking about you lose people when you don't meet them at their Facebooks, because everybody has a different place that they like to go to, or you don't have a landing place that they can go to, like a Discord or somewhere where these people can interact with you and you can get true engagement, not this engagement of a like or someone making a comment on there, because Instagram ain't never made me no money. It just got me a lot of podcasters that I can deal with and know about their shows. Facebook ain't never brought nobody to me to make me no money either. It's been on the strength of using social media, platform. Snapchat has been using iHeartRadio. It's been using this one and that one across Snapchat to get these shows out here, to get my show out here on a common ground. So that's strictly right there. That's the bread and butter. Now, after all of this PodFest stuff and everything like that, we are gearing up to go to Podcast Evolutions in Denver. Because I need to get more business savvy. I need to get more into the business. If you listen to the episode, you'll understand our take on PodFest from our perspective and the good things and the bad things from it. Because everything's going to have good, bad, and ugly. No matter what you do, even our show has good, bad, and ugly. Even your show has good, bad, and ugly. And listener, your listening habits are good, bad, and ugly too, right? So from there, I just say this. When you're out here and you're a podcaster, no matter where you are in this podcasting game, just know that there are sharper tools and more innovative ways to get your message across than what we are just doing today. So that's why I always keep my ear to the ground and I always pay attention to the technology, the movers and shakers, and the people that are making podcasting an ease, making it easier to do a show, not harder and all this extra stuff that we were doing to ourselves prior. Podcasting is an easy streamline once you get a routine. So don't take yourself lightly and don't be taken lightly by anything or anyone. I'm JR from West Virginia Uncommonplace and I'm signing off.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.